This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbab rasulillahi salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, lahadha ba'du ashabin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anna lihyatahu al-sharifa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ibyadda sha'ruha. فقالوا يا رسول الله قد شبت. Some of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at the Prophet peace be upon him, gazing at his blessed beard, they made an observation and they said, Prophet of Allah, your beard is turning gray. See, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so approachable that his companions would speak to him about these matters. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, acknowledging what they have observed, they said, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قَالَ نَعَمْ شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودٌ وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. So the Prophet of Allah, may Allah be pleased with him, said, it is true, it is turning gray, and the cause of this gray is Hud and its likes. Hud is a surah in the Quran. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, reading the surah and the likes of Hud made me such. And the scholars have grappled with this question, and that is, ما الذي في هود؟ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال بسببه ترون الشيب على لحيتي. What is it about this particular surah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it made my beard go gray. Surah Hud is about 7 stories, beginning with the story of Nuh alayhi salam, then the story of Hud alayhi salam, then the story of Salih alayhi salam, then the story of Ibrahim, then the story of Lut, then the story of Shu'aib, and very briefly also the story of Musa alayhi salam. And all these nations were powerful nations, strong dynasties, but they were destroyed. They were destroyed despite the fact that they were very strong, very accomplished. They were destroyed. And towards the end of the surah, we are giving a summation, a summary of why nations are destroyed, at least in this particular surah. قال ربنا في أسباب هلاك الأمم فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم. هذه الأولى. والثانية واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين. Allah points out to 2 reasons, many more in the Quran, but in this particular surah Allah points out that there are 2 reasons why these strong nations were destroyed. Number one, Allah tells us, after reciting these long stories about different people, Allah said, had there only been among the generations before you virtuous people, ulu baqiyya, people of virtue who would forbid others from spreading corruption on earth. That part of the reason was the indifference of good people. His people were good people in themselves, but they were indifferent to what was happening around them. So Allah said, فَلَوْلَا كَانَ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُو بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّنْ أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Had there only been people of conscience, virtuous people, being aware of what was happening around them, they should have forbade the spreading of corruption. But they didn't, except for a few of them whom we saved. That was the first reason. Second reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. But the wrongdoers amongst them, they continued to pursue the pleasures of this worldly life until they became confirmed criminals. That is why nations are destroyed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. Indifference of people. They see corruption, yet they don't say anything about it. إخوان سبحان الله من لطائف القرآن أن لفظة فساد ومشتقاتها وردت في كتاب الله في 50 موضع في 47 سورة. And when you look up the term literally فساد, which means corruption or decay or the misuse of something, it appears in the Quran in at least 50 different places in 47 different chapters in the Quran. Allah la yuhibbu al-fasad. Explicitly, clearly, we are told Allah loves not corruption. Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsidin. Inna Allah la yuslihu amal al-mufsidin. Surely Allah will not bless, will not rectify the work of those who spread corruption. لا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها. Do not go around the earth spreading corruption. Corruption is not good. Corruption ruins lives. Man, I was reading about corruption in different parts of the world, and no part of the world is free of corruption. Nothing destroys nations like corruption. A corrupt official Who is willing to let go of the good of the nation because of their own personal gain? You may be gaining, but at the expense of everybody else. I was reading about a corrupt official in South Africa. He was bribed. He was offered a bribe of, and I want you to think about this. He was offered a bribe of $45 million. Imagine that. That was a bribe. Can you imagine the power that somebody has to offer you a bribe of $45 million? But in exchange, what do we want you to do? We want you to fire all the officials who are not in favor of what it is that we want you to do. We want you to get rid of all these policies that are going to hinder our work. In exchange of that, you are going to get yourself $45 million. Talking about people who cheat on contracts, people who cheat on their fellow countrymen because it is good for them. Now, the Quran says that some people are aware of this. Some people of virtue are aware of this, but they don't do anything about it. We are told in the Quran, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Have you not seen how your Lord has dealt with the people of Ad? Iram ذات العماد, Iram the city of the great pillars, التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد, the like of which has not seen in any other place. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد, Thamud, this mighty nation, they were able to carve their homes in these big rocks. فرعون ذي الأوتاد, فرعون was so big that he needed caravans just to carry the pegs of the tents. Think about that. Such a huge army that they needed to dedicate an entire caravan not to carry the tents, just the pegs of the tents. What did they do, O Allah? الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ أَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ. They are those who have really gone beyond, above and beyond, oppressing people on earth and spreading corruption on it. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. So Allah has rained down upon them severe punishment. May Allah protect us from his punishment. And then the Quran tells us, second reason, as to why nations are destroyed, pursuing worldly pleasures. وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. And those in power, they decided that they wanted to pursue worldly pleasure. Look, in our deen is so beautifully balanced. You know, we can pursue worldly pleasures, but never at the expense of our hereafter. We work for our hereafter without being negligent of our worldly duties as well. It's a beautiful deen. It's a very, very well-balanced deen. But in this particular case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala scolds, blames those who are in leadership position. But what do? Instead of looking after the good of the people, the good for the people, what do? وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. They started chasing worldly pleasures until they became confirmed criminals. وَكَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. And as we've said, worldly pleasures nowadays revolve either around the four P's or the three S's, for peace, power, passion, position, and possession. Or the three S's, status, sex, and salary. All at the expense of fellow people don't get anything. As the Pope said, Pope Francis said, corruption is paid for by the poor. It is poor people that pay for corruption.
And that is why in our deen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, there is no room for corruption, especially the higher up that you go, the more attention you ought to pay. For example, said that one time a woman from a very prominent tribe stole. So people started talking that the woman is from a very prominent tribe. We can't go around having, you know, her being punished by, you know, in the deen. That is not good. So they said, well, somebody needs to talk to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see if we can find some kind of leniency simply because this, the prominence of this woman. So they went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they chose somebody whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves a lot, Usama ibn Zayd. He comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and makes an appeal on behalf of this very prominent tribe. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset. And he said, "Atashfa'u fi haddin min hududillah." You come here to intercede in order to stop what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to do. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam points out to this problem. He said, "Innama ahlaka alladhina kanu min qablikum, annahum idha saraqa fihim ash-sharif tarakuhu wa idha saraqa fihim ad-da'if aqamu alayhi al-had." Sallu ala rasulillah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that point points out to the obvious, and he said, those before you were destroyed because when those prominent amongst them would steal, nothing would be done to them. But then the weak amongst them, when they steal, they would make sure that they carry out the punishment against them. Or as they say, impunity is the foundation of corruption. Impunity is the foundation of corruption. The minute you are told that you can do what you do, fully known, that nothing will happen to you because you have been granted impunity, that is when you have put down the foundations for corruption. May Allah save us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We're taught, Umar ibn Khattab once, along with one of his companions, are walking. They meet a shepherd, Raqaw Ra'i, and they ask the shepherd if they can have, you know, a goat, if he can slaughter a goat for them, for they are hungry. And the shepherd spoke and he said, "Laysat li, walakin udhina li an ahriba minha linnas." He said, these folks, the animals are not mine. However, I have been granted permission that I can milk and give people. So Umar said to the man, just looking, chit-chatting with the shepherd, you know, seeing how he would react. He said, "Izbah wahida wa qul li sahibiha akalaha adh-dhi'b." So he said to him, "Why don't you slaughter us one? And when the owner inquires, just say that it was devoured by the wolf. He won't know you can do this." And the shepherd looked at him and he said, "Wa ayna Allah? Where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of this? Here you are trying to entice me to do something like this. Ultimately, I have to ask, where is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of this?" Corruption is not good. But see, remember that the way that the Quran speaks about corruption is not something that is just done by politicians, even though the worst type of corruption is the one that is done by politicians simply because of the consequences of it. That's the worst type. Everybody is capable of it. We as individuals are capable of corruption. And subhanallah, in the Quran, like we said, 50 places in the Quran, Allah forbids of spreading corruption on earth. The misuse of our resources, the wasting of our resources, these are all means of corruption. Cutting down trees for no good reason, killing animals for no good reason, introducing material that is not good for the, this is all corruption, and we are asked not to be part of it. The part here again is the indifference of people. In a recent study by Princeton University, they said that the average American has absolutely no influence. They have absolutely very little knowledge or impact on public policy. Zero. Very insignificant. People don't know and people don't care. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is how you trodden the path of corruption. When people do not want to get involved, when people don't advocate, when people are not aware, said this is what happens. Or as they say, if you do not care about politics, you will get a politician that does not care about you. And that's what happens. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بأثار اقتفى. We have some challenging days ahead of us. I say challenging because believers are hopeful people. Believers do not spread pessimism. Believers are always looking for what can we do. When we speak, we do not suck the energy out of one another, but we hope to speak in ways that inspire one another. That's why they say, when things don't look so good, people are looking for alternatives. People are looking into what can be done. And especially nowadays, with what is happening, there is so much that can be done. But one, becoming aware. You know, there is a lot of negative talk about immigrants, refugees, undocumented people. And we take this very personal. Personally, I take this very personal. As a refugee, and I hear the way that people talk about refugees, and you would hear politicians speak about how they're using the resources, about how their criminal activities. All you have to do is to become aware. Every single study, every single statistic out there shows that those who are immigrants, refugees, whether documented or not, are least likely to commit a crime. They're least likely to commit a crime. But yet you spread misinformation. That is a form of corruption. Spreading misinformation is a form of corruption. Because you make a group of people targets, even though they're not really guilty of what you are attributing to them. And I know that a good number of us here are immigrants. Do not feel guilty for being an immigrant, because immigrants actually make this country a much more beautiful country. And the contributions of immigrants have been beautiful, regardless of what you've been told out there. You know, everybody speaks about, you know, Nigerian scammers and Nigerian corruptions. Do you know that Nigerians are the most educated immigrants in America? But you wouldn't know this. Oh, there is so much crime and ignorance in Memphis. Did you know that Memphis hosts the largest number of black engineers in all of America? See, people don't know that. And as a result, people just give in to the misinformation that they're fed. And that's not good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the more you do of this, the more you make it easy for corruption. So inshallah, we have several activities that are taking place to get us really aware of what is going on. We do have a really, really nice program, inshallah, AMAC Advocacy Dinner, where we would speak about, look, what is going on? How can we advocate? And inshallah, so tonight, please do join us from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We have our sister Zulfat Suera, who is visiting us from Nashville. She is the first city council woman, Muslim city council woman, in the city of Nashville. And she will be one of the speakers. We also have an interfaith dinner coming up in Ramadan. You know, we at this point, we're looking for friends, brothers and sisters. Because from the way that things are looking, most likely we are going to become a potential target. You know, politicians are always looking for punching bags. And when that is the case, we need friends. Interfaith dinners, interfaith activities are really, really a great way of making friends. Especially where we are, a good number of people attend church, and what you want to do is that you want to build relationships. So advocacy and good relationships are nowadays the best thing that we can do, out there. And amongst ourselves also, becoming aware of what different community members do. So inshallah, this coming Sunday, we also have the Ramadan market taking place. Speaking of Ramadan, Ya Rabbi tawil a'marna wa a'markum hatta nahdar Ramadan. May Allah extend in our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Please make sure that you get into the habit of coming more to the mosque. Don't wait for the first day of Ramadan. Make it a habit. If you really want to make sure that you're here for Fajr and Isha, don't wait for day one in Ramadan. Begin tomorrow. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be praying Fajr at 5:45. We pray Isha at 8 o'clock. Join us. If you want to read the Quran more, start now. Don't wait till the month of Ramadan. And most important, let us all mend all broken relationships before the month of Ramadan. The best way to greet the month of Ramadan is to make sure that our social relationships are healthy. Reach out to your brothers. Reach out to your sisters. Reach out to your relatives, spouses, children, husbands, wives. And we want to mend our relationships so that inshallah when the month of Ramadan comes, we are not deprived of the blessings of the month of Ramadan. May Allah ease the pain of all those who are going through difficult times. May Allah grant a full and speedy recovery to all those who are not feeling well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back to his way all those who have lost his way. Wherever people are oppressed, especially the people of Palestine, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their oppressors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. وارزقنا فيه صالح الأعمال والأقوال اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون So inshallah for those who'd like to help with the interfaith dinner. We will have boxes outside afterwards. Please, inshallah, make sure that you support this cause. Waqim as-salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salati, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamati as-salah, qad qamati as-salah. الله أكبر والله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى استقيم واعتدل الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون وأقم الصلاة طرفي النهار وزلفا من الليل
إن الحسنات يذهبن السيئات ذلك ذكرى للذاكرين واصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين فلولا كان من القرون من قبلكم أولو بقية ينهون عن الفساد في الأرض إلا قليلا ممن أنجينا منهم واتبع الذين ظلموا ما أترفوا فيه وكانوا مجرمين وما كان ربك ليهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها مصلحون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على كما صليت على اللهم بارك على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر